to Gressel, right side of the box. Gressel dribbles, shoots, score! And Gresselmania is going running wild on you, brother!
Mike Conney from a couple of games ago. We should have had the one from the last game because it should have counted. But that's a different story. Atlanta United tomorrow night getting ready for maybe a fifth straight win, maybe a fifth straight shutout win. We're joined this morning live on the WadeFord.com hotline by none other than Mr. Gresselmania, Julian Gressel. Hey, Julian.
The man, the myth.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. So, Julian, how did it – great non-goal, by the way. But how does that feel when you get a goal like that and go back to review and you find out that it doesn't count? How frustrating is that for you?
It is. You know, it's a bit obviously disappointing, and it kind of takes something out of you a little bit where you fly pretty high right after, and then – you know, the referee takes that away from you or from all of us, really, you know. It obviously took a while to celebrate. We certainly enjoyed that one. And then we get back in our formation, and then he goes, all right, now we have to look at it. It's like, all right, I guess, you know, it is what it is. That's VAR. And ultimately, I think he still got it right, what VAR is there for.
Yeah, I mean, it's just unfortunate because, like I said, it was a beautiful goal. But your teammate, Pity Martinez, you know, there was a lot of talk about him coming over and how great of a player he is. How did it feel for you guys, for him, to finally get to score that goal and you know, get his first goal in MLS over here in America?
Feels good. I mean, you know, we obviously know what he can do on the training. Like, we've seen him score a bunch of goals and a bunch of special goals, like even the one he scored. That's an incredible strike. And, we knew it was just a matter of time, you know, and I think now it's come, you know, the first one that came, and I'm sure he was itching for it. We were all waiting for it anxiously as well. So now hopefully the floodgates are open and we can see him score more.
Talking with Julian Gressel, of course, tomorrow night, late night with Atlanta United and the Vancouver Whitecaps in Vancouver. Now, we understand that a couple of guys aren't making the trip, Nagbe and Parkhurst, and I guess, you know, it's not unexpected. There's nothing wrong, by the way, Atlanta United fans are just resting, that there's going to be some lineup changes because right now, Julian, getting rest is going to be really important for this team. So Frank DeBoer's got a bit of a chess match to play here, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's, by looking at the schedule, I already got tired before the stretch, to be honest with you. No, I mean, this is it's obviously a tough time for us as players where now, you know, this might be a good game where Frank, I guess, thought that, you know, Parkey and Darlington should stay home and rest, you know. Obviously with some history, Parkey has played a long time and Darlington with some injury history, I think it's a good thing. Doesn't take away anything from us so that we want to come here and win and get 3 points, you know. And I don't think that changes anything in our mentality. In terms of rest, you know, whoever steps on the field is going to give 100% and it's going to go all out, you know, and this game matters just as much as the next one just because there's 3 points on the line, you know.
You personally, how does your training regimen change when you have so many games in a short period of time? What do you do differently that you don't normally do when you have like a week's rest?
You eat whatever you want, kind of a thing. Obviously the right stuff, but you eat a lot more. For me, I eat a lot more and then you basically don't train, you know, you kind of just try and sleep a lot, take naps, you know, come in the training ground and then really just, yeah, take care of any small injuries you have and then live in the ice bath. And you don't really train much on the training field. Yeah, we're probably going to go on the field today and step out, just to get ready, some tactics for the game, but it's really all walkthrough pace and everything. So it's nothing, you know, no intense work at all. You kind of just try and recover from game to game.
So you take me through this. When you say you're eating stuff, I mean, was it like carbo loading? What are you eating?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a lot, you know, like you try and eat, get energy into your body, you know, that's really all that counts. So, usually pretty heavy carbs every meal.
So are you like a spaghetti guy? Are you a linguine guy? Where do you go with this? Are you a sandwich guy?
I like to change it up, you know. I mean, I don't, can't eat the same thing every time. So just, you know, if it's rice, if it's pasta, if it's a sandwich, if it's, you know, whatever. Obviously, we get fed pretty well at the training ground. That's always a plus, you know, where you can come in and you have the chef preparing some good food for you and some healthy food for you as well. That's good in those times, you know. And then obviously now when we're on the road, the hotels, you know, they make sure that we get the right stuff in us so we have the energy for the games.
Yeah, I understood. Hey, Justin Merrim joining the team. Here's a veteran that comes into the locker room, and we only had a chance to see him for like, I don't know, 3 minutes or something the other night. But he could turn out to be a valuable asset for this team going forward.
Yeah, and I think that's why we made the trade, you know, just to bring somebody in that is experienced, that can come in at any time in a game and influence the game immediately. You know, and I think we'll see a lot of him in the coming weeks here.
All right, so, you know, and back to this streak that you're trying to build, Julian Gressel joining us live. Junior, of course, Atlanta United midfielder. Julian, not just four straight wins, but four straight clean sheets for that guy back in goal, and what a game he had against Orlando. How about Goo?
Yeah, it's that's what he's there for. it's obviously a great streak. You know, we take a lot of pride in that. I think every team does. And when you have a streak like that where you get four wins with four clean sheets, I think that speaks a tremendous value to the group, not just Brad. Obviously, Brad has done his part. You know, we can't always go without a shot on goal where sometimes he has to come up and make a save. But like I said, that's what he's there for. And he's the first one, you know, to kind of, obviously yell at us, but at the same time, to be then there and ready for it when it comes, you know.
Hey, good luck in Canada, eh? Do appreciate it, Julian.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, talk to you.
Guys. Hey, have a good one, Julian.
Keep that other streak going, which is where I'm beaten when Julian comes on the show.
Yeah, you kind of candidate reference kind of went over his head a little bit.
It's okay.
He was like, real.
Hey, oh, Buzzer.
He's like, yeah, that's a little weird. That's a little weird. It's cool.
Well, we tried.
It happens.
You know, hey, just get a win tomorrow night. Yeah, so they're going to be resting, guys. It'll be interesting to see what 11 they put out for the game tomorrow. And look, you might see a couple of other people getting rest. You may see Merrim start.
This is the time to do it, especially when you got everybody else
getting rest,
starting to come together a little bit. It's starting to click a little bit for Atlanta United.
Because right now, leaving Parkey and Nagby back here in town is just, it's by design. Get them ready for that game on Sunday against New York Red Bulls, in which case you'll probably rest a couple other different people. So there's going to be some mixing and matching going on right now, especially without Barco on the team.